You are listening to WBAI 99.5 FM. This is the Independent News Hour. I'm your host, John Tarleton, editor of the Independent newspaper here in New York. I'm here with my co-host, Amba Gagarian. Amba, you have some more updates from the Gaza war and the protests that have been going on across the United States and around the world. What do you have for us today?
Absolutely. So protests have continued to roil New York City, other big cities in the U.S., and cities where there are either, you know, high Arab American populations or sort of like a good organization among leftists. But they've also continued to roil the world. On Saturday, over 100 cities in the world took to the streets to denounce Israel's threat to intensify the genocide in Gaza by ground invading Rafah, which is the tightly packed, once alleged safe zone, which now has over a million people in it, a majority of Gaza's population packed in there. And they're saying that they are going to invade on March 10th, the first day of Ramadan. So there was a global protest against that. The New York showed out great. We had thousands here. We also know that protests occurred in U.S. cities, including but not limited to D.C., Philly, Baltimore, Cambridge, Providence, Chicago, Detroit, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Denver, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, L.A., Tampa, Raleigh, Asheville, North Carolina, and in cities and countries, in cities and countries around the world, such as Cuba, Argentina, Venezuela, Jamaica, South Africa, El Salvador, Lebanon, Hawaii, Morocco, Spain, Puerto Rico, Malaysia, South Korea, Indonesia, Canada, Sweden, and Japan. In addition to that, at least 9 countries, including Jordan, Bahrain, Turkey, Colombia, Honduras, Chile, Belize, South Africa, and Chad, have all recalled their ambassadors to Israel or even severed ties with the country altogether. So as we've seen since October, there's like a global support for an end to this genocide. But while we've been protesting, Gazans continue to mourn, you know, their loved ones that are being killed in massacres and that are now starving to death. A growing number of children in Gaza have been dying of starvation and dehydration over recent days, according to the World Health Organization and according to Palestinian officials, amid desperate conditions due to Israel's complete siege on the territory. Right, a blockade existed since 2006. Now we have a complete siege. Nothing can go in. Nothing can go out. In addition to children, actually, an adult man yesterday, Abdulraham al-Dadou from Zaytun in western Gaza, died at Ashifa Hospital after suffering from starvation. The photos of these people's bodies are being circulated, spreading around, you know, the Arab world and social media here, and they're really terrifying. In addition to that, we've learned of some really quite horrendous, really ugly news that the IDF has been, in some cases, rounding up mostly men, torturing them, zip-tying their hands and feet together, and bulldozing over their bodies as a method to kill them. Their bodies have been left in the street. I know this is really upsetting content to hear, but I think it's important to share the truth. So moving on, in related news, there was an article by the New York Times that came out called Screams Without Words, How Hamas Weaponized Sexual Violence on October 7th. That came out on December 28th and has been accused of manufacturing consent for this genocidal war on Gaza. And since then, The Intercept, actually last week, The Intercept came out with a sort of bombshell, investigation on that piece called Between the Hammer and the Anvil. Between the Hammer and the Anvil by The Intercept, well-sourced and disproves a lot of the rape claims in that New York Times article. Since then, the UN, this is more recent news, in the past 24 hours, the UN has come out and said that it is likely that there were, you know, systematized rapes used by Hamas on October 7th, but their recent study also said that the rapes in Kibbutz Be'eri didn't happen, and basically those are the very rapes that New York Times talked about. So New York Times didn't report on that though, and And the whole interesting thing about this is that the UN's source is the Israeli Defense Forces. That's their source. So anyway, before I wrap here, I would like to end on a more positive note. Reggie, we're going to go to this clip of Queen Jean. She's the founder of Black Trans Liberation, speaking at the March for Rafah on Saturday. And then we'll hear a very short clip of the protesters that, like I said, there were thousands of us in Washington Square Park chanting for Gaza.
We are in this fight together.
Yes.
I am your neighbor. I am your sister. I am your choice. We will never draw a line in the sand. That is the oppressor's tactic.
Yes.
We step forward with love. We step forward with determination. We step forward with the will of love and freedom for everybody. In this moment, we are watching every day the people. Look at this. Honestly, this is so glorious. Woo! This is so glorious. This entire park is filled. The entire city and country is filled today. But we should not have to do this when that could have called for a permanent ceasefire. I have been asking my family, my collaborators, my comrades, what are they afraid to call for a ceasefire? Why are they so afraid? Why are they afraid?
Why?
Because of capitalism.
Yeah.
Because of greed.
Yeah.
Because they want to own. They want to have dominion. You will never have the people of Palestine.
Yeah.
Never! We will be out here every day in the rain, in the snow, in the heat. We will be out here even when we are attacked. We have been brutalized. Can you imagine? We are not even allowed to use a megaphone. Can you imagine? We will be arrested. Our comrades, their Instagram pages, their organizations, they have been reported. They have been permanently taken down by the corruptness of Meta, of Instagram.
That was Queen Jean of Black Trans Liberation speaking at the Hands Off Rafah International Day of Action protest at Washington Square Park on Saturday. And then we heard from that crowd of thousands. And then we heard from just some people in the march that I was standing next to. So, you know, you're hearing this all on WBAI at the Independent News Hour. And I can assure you, that you're not going to hear anything like that on any other station on your dial in the city's radius.